Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the programming here on the Fan After Dark. Blake, Fred, and Dylan, joining you guys on this victorious Monday. If you were a Mavs fan yesterday, the Mavs did just lose to the Thunder. The Stars won yesterday. The Cowboys got dismantled. But we're here to bring a little bit of positivity. We're going to be going through me and Fred's predictions that we had on Saturday. We're going to see how right or wrong we were. You guys are roasting me on the text line for my milk choice. My mom has already roasted me as well. Apparently, nobody believes that almond milk is real milk. Blake puts almond water in his eggs. Ha, ha, ha. I guess. Not a genetic problem. It's a callus, and you have to learn it. I just don't think you guys know what real milk is. And I think I drink almond milk, and it's real. And I stand by that. Fred Davis. We did get a text from the...
It's not real milk.
You want to read the text line, the most recent text?
I don't have any of the text messages up. Hold on. Let me see.
It's a request to you, Fred.
It's a request to me.
You, Fred Davis. While you're looking it up...
Let's see. Let's see.
It's my daughter's birthday. It's the beginning of the text.
Okay. From the 817, it was my daughter's birthday, and she turned four today. Her name is Marie?
I would say Mari.
Mari? One of the three. And will y'all please give her a shout out? She listens to y'all with me. Fred and Blake, please. Give us a phonetic spelling phonetic pronunciation for that name. It's M-A-R-I.
I'm going to go Mari.
You want to go Mari? I want to go Marie? Okay. Either way, shout out to you, young lady, 4 years old today. You can never be too young and listen to Fan After Dark. I appreciate that. I know when my daughter was 4 years old, we used to, she listened to everything I listened to.
Fan After Dark.
Fan After Dark wasn't a show back then, because let's call it what it is. It was 18 years ago, so you were 7.
I was doing Fan After Dark back then.
But see, actually, no, you'd have been 8, because you're what, 26? So yeah, 18 years ago. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, so you were a child.
I'm getting close to my high school reunion, aren't I?
2 more years. 10 year.
Wow. How does that work? Who sends that out?
I don't know. I've never been to any of mine, so.
No? Probably, never even got invited
like
to
class
one?
Class president or something.
Class president?
They put committees and, you know.
Do you do it when you're still in high school or do you outreach now?
Let's be real. The same nerds that did that kind of stuff in high school are the same nerds that are going to put it together.
Except I would go to it. I don't think it's nerdy. High school reunion.
No, I'm not saying the reunion's nerdy. Oh. I'm saying the same nerds in high school that did that sort of thing.
Our class presidents were like all the popular kids, though. That's how ours was.
See, I have a problem because I was shunned I ran for student president.
We're getting the truth now. I've never been in any of mine.
Let me tell you something. They were afraid of what Fred was going to do and what Fred was going to uncover. Okay. So they colluded against me. Mm. All right. They wouldn't let me debate the well-to-do kids, and they silenced your boy. Okay, is what they did. Mm. They silenced me. Mm. All right. Well, guess what?
You're silencing back by not showing up to any of the reunions. Where's Fred? Don't start the high school reunion.
Let me tell you something.
You can just say, turn on Fan After Dark. Turn it on
you
the side
see
TV.
Me on Facebook. You see what I'm doing. Although I will say this. There was one coach. Shout out to my boy, Coach Bueller. Okay? Last day of high school, last week of high school, Fred does the TV news, okay? It was a new thing they were doing. It's 1999, people.
No Ravens? They weren't. No typewriter.
So they bring me on to do the TV news for the high school, okay? Nicole Mosqueda, God bless her.
Oh, man.
She says to me, and we're wrapping up the show, and it goes out to everybody in the school. Fred goes off script. That's only 18-year-old Fred do. Fred says, got a joke for you.
I'm scared.
She's like,
get the dump button ready.
She goes, and she, her face, more. This is in 99. We didn't know what count. There was no cancel culture back then, okay?
Definitely get the dump button ready.
You can, trust me, it's not that bad. Fred, you can say whatever you want. It's 1999, people. Fred says, got a joke. She's like, oh my God. I go, what's black and white and red all over?
Okay. I would say a panda who got beat up. Be my answer.
She looks at me and her face is like, oh, I don't know, Fred. A newspaper. Hayden High School, talk to you later. We'll see you. I'm out.
Why is it white? Oh, and red. Ah! Not the color. I would have laughed at that. I'm going to use that on my next pickup line.
It's fantastic. It's a great joke. It's a great joke, okay? So your boy shouts him out. Boom, done. Everybody's like, oh, my God. What was he going to say? Oh, it's a new. Oh, Fred, you're fine. Your boy gets up. Mic drop. Walks out. I'm leaving for the Navy, so I don't care. Like, I'm out. Y'all, see you later. Coach Bueller walks out. He says, Fred, I don't know what you're going to do when you get out of high school or what your career plans are, but you should really consider getting behind a microphone or getting in front of a camera.
Look at you
Boom
now.
I'm done, Coach Bueller. Thank you, bro. When everybody else was counting your boy out, Coach Bueller loved up your boy.
I think that's a perfect time to transition into our predictions. That prediction was correct. Was Fred and Blake so fortunate on Saturday, Saturday predicting the Cowboys versus Broncos a day before the game?
Nice shot, Doc! You're not going to believe this. We got to go back to 55.
I don't believe it.
All right, I'm going to go 34-31. Dallas Cowboys in a must. This is a must-win game tomorrow. All right? This is a must-win game tomorrow. You have to win and beat the Denver Broncos tomorrow. Okay, I've got Pickens with a touchdown tomorrow. And like I said, I am the lone Cowboy holdout tonight. I've got Pickens scoring a tutty. I've got Fergie continuing with his touchdown. And,
no catches.
And as wide receiver three, Ryan Flannoy gets his first NFL touchdown tomorrow, and that could be the difference, but I do like the Cowboys to somehow, some way, find a win tomorrow.
Ryan Flannoy, one catch. Jake Ferguson, zero catches. George Pickens did have a bunch of catches, but no touchdowns.
Look, I stand by everything I said. Okay? I stand by it. I told you guys, and I don't mince words. If you guys know anything about me here on 105 Through the Fan After Dark, I don't mince words. It was a must-win game yesterday.
Isn't that so weird that Dak had the second longest streak of at least three touchdowns and no interceptions. It was four games, only behind Russell's six. Then he goes out there and throws two picks and no touchdowns. Like, a no-touchdown game for Dak just looks weird.
I mean, at least it does this year. All right, yeah. What did Mr. Blake Elliott have to say?
Okay, I got you right here. This is the real take. It's going to be 27-26. Who's on top? I'll tell you at the end. Javonte Williams will be the star of the game. Javonte will have two tutties.
Hey! Got that one.
He will have a Jake Ferguson touchdown as well. And then the rest will be field goals. Three touchdowns and two field goals for the Cowboys.
So you have them losing tomorrow, 28-27 to the Denver Broncos.
I do.
Wow.
I think the defense for Denver forces a fumble by the Dallas Cowboys. No interception for Dak. He stays clean with the interception, but I think a fumble is had. We might see
the
Denver Broncos defense show the Cowboys offense that they are vulnerable. I think the Cowboys offense is the best in the league right now, but they haven't played a defense like the Broncos. I think the Broncos and Bo Nix have something waiting for the Dallas Cowboys. They are also trying to vie as a playoff team. They know the Chargers just got a big win. I got a defensive touchdown, or not defensive, I got a turnover, excuse me, by the Broncos defense caused. Javonte balls out, Jake balls out, but it's just not enough. The Broncos win on a game-winning field goal, 28-27. I wish it came down
okay,
to a game
so,
with a field goal.
You know, and look, he had him scoring 25 points before that. So, I mean, just all over the place from both predictions. Dylon, what was yours? Did you pull yours as well?
Yeah, I got it.
Let's hear yours.
I am going to go to the Broncos, 31-24.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think the Bronco defense is really good.
Mm.
Dak's probably going to throw a pick.
There we go!
And that,
Dak
pick. And with the defense, that probably is going to be all it takes.
Tell you what.
Pretty spot on.
I tell you what. This
so
kid here.
You got the Cowboys score correct. You gave them 24, right?
Yes.
So he got the Cowboys score on the mark. I got the two Javonte tutties.
Yeah.
Fred.
I didn't say. I got nothing.
Actually, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there, 2%. I did say that Jaden Blue would
you
have
did,
his best game
did,
as a Cowboy.
Did,
and I think
did.
We can all agree that Jaden Blue had his best game as a Cowboy.
Well, this also was a company.
We're grasping at straws here for crying out loud,
people.
We
need something.
You know? I mean, you're right, but this is the proverbial two steps forward, three steps back. I mean, that's what this football team is. Your defense looked – I mean, think about it this way, right?
Brendan Aubrey only one field goal.
So. When you look at the Philadelphia game, all right, your defense was putrid in the first half and looked respectable in the second, and if CD knew how to catch, boom, you might win that game, all right? Cowboys, that was the, or excuse me, the Bears game was probably the other.
Didn't show up.
Colossal performance as far as you got your ass handed to you on both sides of the ball. I mean, the Broncos and the Bear game are by far, from a collective standpoint, top to bottom, your two worst performances of the season.
Yep.
And I might also add, can we stop throwing the span forward in the first part of the game?
They love that.
Okay, do not do it again. You did it against Carolina and you got beat. You did it against Denver and you got beat.
It's bad juju.
I like span forward as much as the next guy.
Who was loving up on him on the broadcast? So they did like the under the radar and they showed Brevin Spanford blocking.
Yeah.
Was it Brady? Or Tony? Who was on the call?
It was Tony Romo and Jim Nance. I think it was Tony Romo.
Tony was like, this guy and his blocking, Brevin Spanford under the radar.
And I'm sure plenty of people picked up on it. I mean, this was late third quarter, early fourth, so the game was well out of hand by this point, where, you know, Tony had kind of that sentimental, you know, one regret of my career. I never was able to bring it to Super Bowl, that big D. And you're just sitting there saying to yourself, you know, and you just felt bad because, A, it was a genuine moment. Like, you could definitely tell, like, he felt bad. Like, he genuinely felt bad about the fact that, yes, I never was able to bring a Super Bowl to Dallas. And as a Dallas fan, you're sitting there watching it thinking to yourself, well, neither's Dak. Neither is this
Dak's
going to
put
office.
Up a bunch of yards and break
and
a bunch of records.
And I say neither is Dak. I mean, let's call it what it is. This is yesterday, yes, Dak did not. Yesterday was the kind of day where.
That's how I thought this team was going to play all year, was how they played yesterday. Now, did I think, let's add like Dak having a touchdown or two. I thought Dak would be a top 10, top 15 quarterback this year.
Yeah.
And the defense would be terrible. And most games look like this. The offense obviously has surprised all of us and been like the best in the league. And that's helped where you're like, okay, got a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
Make a trade. But then the offense, I don't want to say came back to reality because I don't think that was reality against the Broncos. I do think they're a top five offense.
Yeah.
But you played against a very good defensive coordinator in Vance Joseph. It schemed some things up and your offense was not ready for some of those wrinkles.
You got put in a coaching clown suit yesterday. You saw yesterday what top tier coaching looks like. All right. Sean Payton put on a masterclass yesterday.
All their touchdowns, they were wide open. It wasn't like they were scraping and grinding and these super long drives. I mean, they were explosive plays left and right.
No. They looked good yesterday. Vance Joseph, who feels like he's been in Denver for a decade now, he put the Cowboys offense in a clown suit yesterday. I mean, again, hats off to the Broncos and what they were able to do yesterday from a coaching performance. And you just kind of hope that, all right, well, maybe this is something. And look, you
Can I throw out a random note that just popped in my head?
I would love to hear a random note. By the way, Rashee Rice, 9 catches, 93 yards and a touchdown.
Have the Cowboys converted it, like, and when I say converted, like 10 plus yards on a trick play this year? And it's super random, I know. But, like, we see these teams that have good offenses, they use, like, trick plays at an advantage because it's, like, it's so good you have to – Rashee Rice is running across the formation. You have to respect that. Mm-hmm. And then they go the opposite way with Xavier Worthy. Now, the Cowboys, they've run a couple trick plays, whether it be some orbit stuff in the backfield or some back passes. I don't think they've had one successful one this year, have they?
I mean, nothing that jumps off.
Just random thought. Because you've got a lot of opportunities with how good your offense is and how many decoys and window dressing you could, in theory, be doing with Pickens and Ferguson and Javonte and CD, Jaden Blue. They've tried a couple.
I mean, it just, like I said, yesterday was just one of those games where, and you know what happens in a game like yesterday or a game like, I think the two things with the Bears and the Broncos game was that you could tell the offense, look, the offense knows
as soon as we don't, if we don't score in this possession.
If we get down 2-3 possessions, we're screwed. Like, we got it. Because then you can tell they're starting to labor, right? You can tell, you know, sphincters start to tighten up a little bit because they're like, okay, we've got to score, right? If we're going to keep, because if that thing gets beyond two scores, it's a done deal. It's a wrap because you don't trust your defense to turn the ball over. And you sure as hell don't trust them to force a punt. And then at that point, if you're the defense, you can milk, or excuse me, if you're the offense, even if you try to milk the game, somebody's going to break through. I mean, you're going to see you saw it yesterday with Harvey.
Three tutties.
You know, you saw a J.K. Dobbins do whatever the hell he wanted to do yesterday.
There wasn't much resistance. It's not like they were running through tackles and they're Derrick Henry and you're like, hey, Wimby.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As, hey, it's just a great player. No, they were just walking in the end zone.
They did whatever they wanted to do. And, you know, I think you said this earlier, the Cowboys are slowly becoming the get right for, if you're, you know, if you've got a bad offense.
I wouldn't even say it slowly. It's happening in real time.
If you need your team, if you're an offense that's scuffling and then you got the Cowboys on your schedule, you're circling that saying, okay,
we're good.
Hey, you know what? We might be able to score some points on this. Defense, just do enough.
Like, if you're the offensive coordinator, you can't leave the game after playing the Cowboys and have all these positive takeaways. You almost have to put an ad, like, well, we were playing the Cowboys, so I can't look at the box score and say you had a great game. I got to look at you against other teams and look at you in practice.
You do what you're supposed to do, right? Like, that's the thing. Like, you do what you're, like, you know, again, when you beat the Commanders, that's what you're supposed to do. When you beat the 0-7 Jets, that's what you're supposed to do, especially with an offense like this, because your offense is good enough to where you are better. But again, when you play a defense like the Denver Broncos, who are a good defense, all right, you're going to need, your offense won't be enough. Because at the end of the day, you did score 17 points, and I'm sure if they would have tried, they probably could have put 20 on the board. But the problem is, you don't trust your defense to, A, turn the ball over, because like you said, that was not anything the defense did. That was a bad Bo Nix pass to start the game off with.
I mean, it was like 5 yards behind.
I mean, it kind of shows that where Crazy Bridges was at. In fact, he was that far behind to make the interception, so we digress, and we'll call it another day. All right, top five coming up. Top five things you can do when the Cowboys are playing. Defense. Don't go anywhere.
This next segment on the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
All right, all right, all right. Hey, Blue Dogs found around Chernobyl. According to social media, I'm sure that's healthy.
Blue. As in Azul,
yeah.
They probably drank 2%. They drank almond milk.
Well, either that or just nuclear fallout. Yeah, or it could just be Halloween.
I saw on TikTok, there was this dog that was like dyed to look like Tigger.
Yeah, no, these dogs are like straight up out of... these dogs look like they might be rabid. Who knows? You know, telling. All right. Top five things to do while the Cowboys are on defense. And, you know, this could be any number of different things. Keep it clean. Keep it clean. By the way, from the person that texted in earlier about their four-year-old daughter, you had it right. What'd you say?
Mari.
Boom. There you have it. So there you have it. Shout out to you. From the 945. Dylan on point with the read music. Okay. So shout out to Dylon and shout out to Blake for putting all that music together. Let's see. Blake finna say that he uses almond butter.
What does that mean? What's almond butter?
It's almond butter, right?
Have y'all seen almond butter before?
It's peanut butter made with almonds.
That's it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Is there wrong with that, though?
It's ground up almonds.
It's delicious. It's exactly what it is.
Okay. Thought y'all were almond haters a second ago, but apparently now we're back on the almond community.
There's nothing wrong with almonds.
No. You can't pick and choose when to get the almond.
You absolutely can. Like, almonds misrepresenting itself. Almonds don't make milk.
Have you ever seen an almond?
You ever seen nipples on an almond?
Or udders. Neither.
What? I just thought the milk was made and then they put almond.
Well, no, that's you drink it because you're lactose intolerant. So lactose is a specific.
Who drinks what? Who's you?
People who are lactose intolerant.
I'm not lactose intolerant.
Well, I know. Then what the heck are you doing drinking almond milk?
Because it tastes good.
Mm. We've already decided this isn't real milk. So anywho. All right. Number five. This is things you can do while the Cowboys are playing defense. Number five for me. I got 5A, 5B. 5A, read a book.
What kind of book?
Okay. I mean, it doesn't matter at this point. Anything. It could literally be anything. And then my 5B, show prep.
Just start
scribbling down ideas. This team's not very good. They're the best.
We'll do that in the 8 o'clock segment.
No, I came up with three different ideas for the shows as I watched the Cowboys yesterday. So that was my 5A, read a book. 5B, show prep. Your hat and your flannel shirt are matching today. How about that?
I dress yellow. Nicer in the winter, bro. I dress nicer in the winter. So my number five, I have an honorable mention
on a sticky note?
I do. Well, that's all. They have the itty bitty sticky notes.
We have 1,000 things of paper in here, and you write it on a sticky note.
I'm not convinced we do anymore.
And
to be honest.
Pens for sure.
Pens are gone.
I wrote with pencil. I'm not happy about that.
I mean, we're down to it's.
Hopefully, the new building has pens.
I can only hope. I mean, there's like 18 stations over there, so one would hope. I mean, hopefully they're better than these craptastic ones that we use here that I break at least every other show.
I'll tell you what, having a good pen is extremely underrated,
bro. You know, you and I haven't seen on eye to eye much tonight, Dylon, but I'll tell you what, that I couldn't agree more with. Continue.
I have an honorable mention.
Yeah.
It's simply just for the conversations that we had. Yeah. Not drinking almond milk. I won't drink almond milk during a game. So there you go. Mm. But my number five, this is literally, I put five things that I literally did watching the game last night. Clip your toenails.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Clip my toenails last night. You guys talk about how I'm, you know, I don't smell good or anything, but hey, my toes do not look like werewolves. So happy Halloween.
My number five of things to do while the Cowboys are on defense, just look at Matt Eberflus in despair. On the sideline, just kind of fix your eyes on him on the sideline.
I was gonna say, what do you do when they don't pan to him?
You just try to find him on the sideline. You don't even look at the play developing. You just look on the sideline, squint, and just go, "That's my defensive coordinator."
Go look at Willie's Instagram.
You go to Will's social media. Damn you, Maddie.
And you just kind of sigh. Just yep. Yeah. This is it. That's my number five.
He does look like he's lost weight since the season started. Anyway,
probably stressed out, not eating.
I'm sure he is. Something's going on. I'm sure he is.
My number five, the perfect time to go to the restroom. Because by the time you come back, they scored 7 points. So, I mean, you already know it's going to happen.
Might as well handle your business.
Don't even wait for the commercial break. Just go ahead and do it. Why? Hell, I think I walked and got a Black and Mild from my local 7-Eleven during one of those yesterday. All right. Smoked one today yet.
And number four, I mean, I guess just to at least try and make yourself feel better, just blame the refs.
Nice. Okay, you know what?
Easy one to do. Just say, it was a flag.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Watching games with people who blame the refs for everything is exhausting. Like, I won't do it. It's exhausting. They don't want it. You know the NFL's rigged, right? You know they're rigged.
Well, okay. This is coming from a Chiefs side of things.
This
is very biased. It's coming from a Chiefs side.
What does that have to do with anything?
With the whole
everything.
Rigged and everything.
I don't say that.
No, I know you don't, but I'm saying people watching a Chiefs game with you. Yes, they're saying that.
I'm actually, but see, I don't watch Chiefs game with people. I'm talking
so about people said about the Cowboys that it's rigged?
I'm just talking in general. I'm just talking about if you ever... I'll just put it like this.
Get him, Trevor.
We're literally watching a game together right now.
Yeah, because I'm at work.
Well, how many times have we done that at work?
Nice, Trevor.
What, watch the Chiefs and... We watch Chiefs and Jaguars.
Yes, we watch the games all the time.
This is about four games now we've watched together.
We've watched the Chiefs and the Jaguars. We've watched Chiefs and the Commanders. That's two games.
No Chiefs-Ravens?
Number four. Now Chiefs-Commanders. Sorry, you did say Commanders. I'm sorry. I was thinking the other team.
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. I was thinking the other team.
My number four is you guys try to remember who played the Chiefs. What I'm going to start doing while the Cowboys are on defense, watching college tape. I'm going to start putting the college kids up and start scouting for the draft.
That's a good idea.
Look at you.
That's what I'm going to start doing. Yeah. As they're actively on defense.
I'm going to look at my fantasy team. That's my number four. That's what I did again last night.
Okay.
Check some scores here. So,
my number four, playing a high-stakes illegal poker game.
Nice.
Okay, is what I'm going to do. Probably with x-ray glasses on.
With Chauncey Billups, too?
If he's available.
This is the perfect time to do it. You have plenty of time.
I mean, you know, hey, look, there's...
It might be cracking down, though. Be careful. That's
well,
all I'm going to say.
You know what? They won't. Well, not during the Cowboys game. My number three, walk your animal. Okay? Walk your animal.
As soon as the Cowboys go on defense, all right, let's go for a walk.
This is the time, and I told you guys this last week, you know, you got people that will walk their cats. There's a lady in my apartment complex that walks her cat, or at least I've seen it once.
The leash and everything.
What other animal would have to go on a walk besides a cat or a dog?
Ooh, big hit by Toronto. First and second now. Top of the
night. I think you could walk a pig.
Actually, no first and second. He just got thrown out trying to steal third.
It's a weird animal, though.
Have you not seen Green Acres?
I mean, I have, but that was a show from what? The late 70s?
Homeboy just tried to get to third and just got thrown out in top of the night.
Gun down.
Not a very smart play.
Gun down. Freddie Freeman. I would say a pig.
What a play.
Maybe a reptile, possibly.
What kind of reptile are you?
I don't know. Reptile.
Did you just say a reptile?
Is that what you just said?
Yep. Anyway.
I'm not sure that. I mean, I guess that's something you could do.
Walk your dog. Hey, yo.
You know what? I'm going to call the police on you.
Please.
If you need a leash, good for you.
That's unnecessary. That's unnecessary. A reptile, you creep. What's your number three?
My number three is...
Did y'all skip me?
No.
We're going back.
Oh, so going back.
You missed. Watch other sports. I watched a lot of the Dallas Stars last night. So
During the Cowboys.
I mean, wow. It was the end of the game, so there really was nothing to watch with the Cowboys. So.
Yeah, that's true. All right, you're number three.
This is where my list gets good. This is where my list takes it to another level. Now we're getting creative. Yeah. Number three, after the play ends, is after each play, scale it 1 to 10 on how mad it made you, and then add up the score at the end of the game. And you'll have a score, and you'll have a mad meter. After every play, just go 8, 4, 11, 10, and then you add up all your scores, and you can see how mad you were during the game.
You should find a good acronym for that. That would be cool.
The mad meter.
I'm going to change mine now. Make a bingo card before the game on bad things that can happen on the defense.
Okay.
And see how quickly you can get bingo.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's not a bad call by you.
Like, you're like, get beat by 5 yards. Oh, there's one. Check.
Oh, no, you'll have that.
Pre-snap penalty. You better have a couple squares for that.
Too many men on defense.
Two missed tackles on the same play.
Like by the same player.
Yeah.
20 yards after contact.
Your linebacker gets pancaked on a run play 10 yards down the field.
Only have 10 guys out and the 11th guy's running on as the ball's getting snapped.
A UFL guy is in your secondary. My God. All right, you're number two.
And number two, just let off some steam. Just rage tweet.
Nice. It's a good call by you.
Doesn't it make you feel a little bit better when you put it out there?
It does, but at the same time, then it's like...
Am I alone in this? Because we all feel alone. We're at home watching it, and then you tweet and you get some likes or replies. It's like, okay, we're all seeing this disaster class together, right?
I couldn't even get excited to rage tweet about it because it's like,
I was just so deflated.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of, like, look, let's call it what it is. Deep down, we wanted this team to win yesterday, but the quiet part out loud, and I was thinking about this, and I was more mad at myself for why didn't we say, look, one of two things is going to happen. Either the Cowboys are going to squeak this one out, or the Broncos are going to beat the brakes off of them.
Yeah.
Right? And that's really what the two most likely outcomes were, and, well, it was they got the brakes beat off of them. All right, you're number two.
My number two. Okay. Pretend every player is an XFL player and get overly excited when they do anything positive. Positivity route. Just like, hey, look, this is a practice squad guy. It's an XFL guy. Even when they get a tackle, like, come on, look at him. Look at him making a tackle. Look at him not letting up a touchdown. Just taking a positive route.
There's definitely that. There is definitely that. Like, you know, you can be pleasantly surprised when they do make a decent defensive stand, even though that rarely happens.
Start clapping when they just get one stop.
Just clapping
second
for the sake
of it. Second and five. Did let up a first down, baby.
I'll be honest. I started rearranging my apartment yesterday, fourth quarter. Like I had clothes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everywhere, and today I've got a clean house. Mm-hmm. So, you know, shout out to the Cowboys. It is a good place to clean while you're listening in the background.
My number two was swipe on dating sites.
No!
I got that bored where I was like, I'm lonely watching these Cowboys. Mm. I need somebody to lament with.
Mm. Any feedback cheating.
Yet? No.
You love cheating? Is that what you just said?
I heard that too.
I don't even know what I said now. I didn't say that.
We're telling Zamboni not- girl.
I think he'd love for us to tell him Zamboni girl. Any feedback yet?
No.
On any swipes?
No. It is what it is. We're just gonna.
Somebody texted in, guys. There's not much you can do while the Cowboys are on defense. They're not going to be on defense very long.
Well, it depends. Like if they want to grind it out, you know, there's that
too. They can take 12 minutes off the clock if they really want.
Absolutely.
To.
Yeah. Like you're not worried about that. My number two, make almond milk.
There we go. First good answer you've had.
Make almond milk, which, again, it would just be water, almonds, and I guess a juicer.
Clayton Kershaw warming up.
How do you make almond milk?
877-881-1053. And then number one, drink real milk.
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
Glug, glug.
I'm glad that I was able to influence three of y'all's choices.
Drink real milk. You know what? I bought me a gallon today from the grocery store.
Bottom of the ninth, Toronto will have a chance.
Have you switched to raw yet? Is that going to be something you do?
You know, I tried some raw milk when Chief brought some over, and then there was a gallon that was left in there. I drank a little bit of it. I took it home, but it was like kind of on the
later.
Yeah, so because you got to drink it quick.
Oh yeah, that's
and I didn't, and then I got.
So to make almond milk, you need 1 cup of raw almonds and 4 cups of filtered water, and you just blend it together.
Mm. That's it.
And like you just gotta like strain it.
That's almond milk.
Pretty much. You could add a teaspoon of vanilla extract, it says.
I like the vanilla extract.
I bet you do. I bet you do.
Unsweetened though. I get mine unsweetened.
Yeah, whatever. No, what's your number one?
My number one is you said you were going and kind of do some sorting of stuff. I went and looked at my Cowboys jerseys and I was looking at Facebook Marketplace about selling them.
Selling jerseys.
I got 4 or 5 Cowboys jerseys that I'm like, do I even
who?
I've got 2 DeMarcus Ware, which I probably that's how I keep.
You'll keep one.
My uncle loves getting me white linebackers, so take a wild guess of which 2 linebackers I have sitting in my
Sean Lee and Vander.
Yep. So I got 2 crisp, pristine white linebackers in.
Is this the same? Who's this? Your uncle?
My uncle.
Is this the same? No, I'm thinking of the mom that licked you. Okay. What were the other two?
I have so DeMarcus Ware, 2 DeMarcus Ware, and then I got a Randy White. But Randy White's staying there. That was my dad's favorite.
Why are you selling the good defensive players? Like those.
I'm not selling Randy White. I got a shadow box.
Sell the Kyrie Elam jersey.
My uncle also got me that one. So good on you.
Jack Sanborn jersey. That's the one you need to sell.
Vander Esch one. I'm ready to kind of.
You think any Jack Sanborn jerseys are being worn around DFW?
Yeah, by Jack's kids.
He got them little toddler ones rolling around there somewhere.
You don't think anybody's rocking one unless you went to like high school with them?
Yeah, Trevor's uncle.
Probably. I'm surprised. Christmas is coming up.
Seriously, it's about
to Trevor, I know you love jerseys. We got you a sandboard.
Take a guess.
Trevor's like, oh, I wish it was Kenneth Murray. Man. My number one, this will get you nice and drunk. Uh-oh. Take a shot every time the ball goes over a DB's head for the Dallas Cowboys.
You would die.
You'd be hammered at halftime.
How many handles are you going to go through?
You better drink some charcoal in between or something. My God, that's just asking for trouble. All right, take us home.
And the only thing that could possibly save this defense, pray.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Prayer. Your Lord and Savior.
Mm. Wow.
That something good will happen.
Just one. I don't ask for much, Lord. Just do
this
one.
How many rosaries do you think would take to get this defense right?
A lot. I mean, you need 11, all right?
11.
I mean, you can put Jesus Christ as middle linebacker, and is that going to be enough?
Kyrie Elam's still out there. Bridges is still out there.
You know, Jesus is one man. Okay. Jesus said, well, I mean, his own people got him. All right. So would we be surprised if his defense let him down?
His own defense let him down.
Of course. We wouldn't. Okay.
His own people.
I mean, let's be real. All right. Final segment of the program coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Someone texted in, what happened to have a good day, girl? Text. I will give you an update on that, let you know what the Dallas Mavericks did, and get you guys out of here in the final segment of The Fan.
This final segment of The Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine, back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Huge development in the bottom of the ninth. So they were one out. We're talking about the Toronto Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Dodgers are batting in the bottom of the ninth. They get the first guy to pop out. Then you have Ohtani coming up. They walk him, which obviously that's a no-brainer. He tries to steal second. I'll tell you what, a hell of a throw by the catcher. Now, initially, Ohtani was safe. He was there in time, but he bounces off the bag. Second baseman's there, keeps the tag on him. Bada bing, bada boom. Ohtani's out. Mookie Betts, 0-for-4 at the plate. Two outs, bottom of the ninth. We could have extras, a.k.a. free baseball.
We love extras. And
this has been a good series.
This has been a good series.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now I get it. The Blue Jays went ham in game one. Well, they put up like a 9 spot or something like that in the sixth inning or whatever it was. You and I were on that night. And then, of course, you had Saturday. It's just been weird for whatever reason, like, and I don't know, maybe for us because we've had the Mavericks season starting with all the – I guess part of it is that because there's been so much kind of trials and tribulations around the start of this Mavericks season, we've been kind of geeked as far as, okay, what's this thing going to look like? And then, of course, not having the Rangers in it. But, you know.
Mookie Betts flies out. We're going to extras.
Provided he makes his catch. Okay, you got a little touch and go there for a second, but 9 innings in the books. Ladies and gentlemen, this game is tied at 5. We're going into extras. And, of course, the play of the game was the Ohtani
getting thrown out. Okay.
What do we think his interpreter did? Do we think he celebrated then?
Probably not.
Interesting.
I texted old girl.
Back this up. By the way, we had the cash money no limit versus over the weekend.
What did we?
They said no limit.
Okay.
I'm a no limit guy. Lil Wayne was not there. Lil Wayne not there.
It's a big representation.
It's a huge representation. Snoop Dogg was.
I texted old girl that I had met, that I had ran into in the bar, that I did not go play pool with.
That's correct.
She invited me.
You then went and saw her, but you made a point not to look at her as you were walking with said other girl as you walked past.
Yeah, and I hit her up later the next day.
Yeah, what's up, big head?
I asked her how the bar was, and she said it was fun and named the bar that she was at, and I asked how the music was, blah, 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 blah. And then I hit her up.
Saturday.
I said, what are you doing tonight? And then she said where she was going. I
told you to have a good day.
No, she just said, what are you doing?
What day was it she told you to have a good day? It was Saturday.
No, that was Friday. Because we saw each other on Thursday.
I know, but it's Saturday she told you to have a good day because that's when you responded back.
Okay, I guess it was Saturday night then when I asked what she was doing that night. And she told me where she was going to go and told me to meet her up there. And I just left it on open because I was busy. And went and got a tattoo.
Have you heard from her since?
I didn't respond. So that was the last message sent.
Wow.
I asked her where she was going. She sent where she was going.
Just beating this poor girl's emotions into the ground.
You think?
Doing. Now, in fairness.
I mean, I think she's fine.
No, she absolutely
She was
is.
Going yes. to another bar that night. It wasn't like she I said, mean, I'm yeah, at home exactly. waiting for you to
no,
call me.
No, I get all that. But you just keep hanging around to dry, essentially. That's what you're doing.
Now, we do have another development.
Uh-oh.
Another girl.
Hey-o. Now, for the listeners out there, to kind of keep this, what's going on here, this Blake has, now, I don't know if this is in that same allotment of women that you reached out to. There was 14 of them mm-hmm. that, by last count.
None of these people are in that allotment.
Memory serves. One of the 14 had agreed to meet with you.
Correct.
Did you meet with said one of the 14?
I forgot. I don't think so.
I don't think you did either.
I don't think I did.
Okay. So this is a new group.
This is a new group. Yeah,
Group B.
This is Group B.
Okay.
This is the training camp squad.
This is
trying to make the roster cuts.
This is the Jacquizzi Bridges.
They're trying to make the 53.
The Blake allotment.
Trying to make the 53. Regular season's coming up. Actually, yeah. To be honest, playoffs is around the corner. Yeah. So it's about to be Halloween and
a lot of practice squad reps.
Nobody's really shown me anything that I can believe they're going to be on this defense and be viable.
Not ready to elevate them to the active roster just yet. A lot of inactives.
I said, you at work?
Now, who's this? Give us the background as to who this is.
Girl I met at the club a couple months ago.
Okay. And so you randomly reached back out to her, or what happened?
Yeah.
Give us a little update as to how this communication was reignited.
Oh, okay. I hit her up on that Thursday. I said, you got any Halloween plans?
Okay.
She then responded with, I'm on PTO the whole week, but no plans. I said, want to change that? ? She said, what are we doing?
Okay, that's right. I do remember this one, yes.
And then I said, I've got some plans, and we can do something before if you're interested as well.
Was this one of the Snapchat girls? Okay,
continue. No Snapchat. All right. No Snapchat. And then she said, I'm trying to do something, blah, blah, blah. Just let me know. I said, I'll let you know. And then I said, we can hang out. She said, if I dress up, it would be on Halloween, blah, 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 stuff I don't want to bore y'all with. I said, what she's doing, said she was at work, whatever. And then today, because the last thing she said was she was at work. So I said, you at work? She said, no. I said, I get off at 11. Is that too late? She said, for what? I said, to see blank that person's name.
Okay, hold on. Let me stop you right there. You texted her today and said, hey, I get off work at 11. Is that too late?
That's all I said. And she said, for what? And I said, to see name.
Yeah.
She said, where?
Oh.
And then I responded, want to get froyo? Is that good? Should I said almond milk?
What a get froyo.
Is that bad? What should I have said? Because I don't want to be over 7 and be like, come over.
That's what you're trying to do.
No, I'm a respectful guy for my mom listening right now.
Oh, don't play.
I know my mom's listening right now.
Gaslighting ass fool. Your mom already knows.
I want to get froyo and recap the Dodgers and Blue Jays.
I bet you do. First of all, is Froyo even open at this time of hour?
Yeah. Racetrack. They got the Frozone. Swirl zone.
So let's meet her at a gas station is what you want
to
do.
She can meet at my crib and I'll drive us to the gas station.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Let's go meet at the gas station. Aren't you a gentleman?
If I told you this is the first time
you
I did this.
You need taquitos while you're there too and do scratch-off cards.
They got some good rollers. Don't sleep.
Look, I'm not hating on Racetrack, all right? A month or two ago, whatever it was, when we had that ill-fated attempt to get the washer and dryer out of your...
People are saying I need pointers. People are texting and they're roasting my game.
I mean, I would have left it in her court. Where are you thinking? What works for you?
Oh, I should have said that. I'm gonna say this.
Because if she's saying where, she's clearly into it. If she asks with where, what works for you, tell me.
She's looking for a right answer.
Oh,
if she don't care, she's leaving that on delivery.
She doesn't want to be a hoe. That's what it comes down to. Okay. And so if you can kind of, walk her down.
Walk them down. I just want someone to help me watch the Cowboys.
When I'm
watching Matt Eberflus call defense.
Now, she thinks it's going to be like, you're going to be some sort of like freaky deaky. You get there and you're like, okay, I've got the all 22 on. I'm gonna need you to take a seat right there. Anything you want a drink? You got a towel? You got a coach's towel over your shoulder?
Whistle like around that. My neck?
Whistle. You got a whiteboard right next to the board?
I did that.
Okay. What I'm gonna need you to do?
The last time that I hung out with a girl, I did that. You know, I have a projector in my house.
I do,
and I also have a laser pointer on my keychain. And I literally taught
her some things.
I literally taught her 12 personnel, 13 personnel, 21 personnel. She said she wanted to learn football. I taught her cover two, cover one. I said cover
clothed
three.
Clothed or unclothed?
Very much clothed.
Okay.
Very much clothed. Yeah. She's on the couch. I'm as far as you are away from Dylan.
Oh, yeah. No. You're sitting there.
I'm standing up. I got the laser pointer on my, all right, we're in cover three
you're
right here.
You're breaking it down.
Looks similar to cover one, but the corners are going to be in bail technique.
You guys never talked again or what?
Yeah. She said she wants to cook for me. She said she actually texted me.
Oh, this is recent.
She actually texted me the other day and said, thank you so much for teaching me. I sounded so much smarter watching the game.
Oh, man.
And she was a Broncos fan.
Oh, well.
This was the girl that I walked past with.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So we're still rolling the dice on that one.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. Okay.
And I did have to hear
the text during the game?
I did not. I don't text anybody during the game unless it's a guy. I don't text any girls during the game. That's business time. Yeah. That's it. I don't watch the game with a girl, nor.
What if Mina Kimes wanted to text you during the game?
Probably would say, hit me up after and send me an email. Yeah. When it comes to game time, Blake's professional.
Send me an email.
See,
unless there's mac and cheese involved,
and then you can call directly. Then you can call directly. No, I know it's all fun and games, but if the Mavs are playing and the Cowboys are playing, and I'm not here at the radio station, I'm locked in. Yeah. There's no texting. There's no
that's what I'm saying.
Having a girl over. There's none of that. Blake is locked in, so I can bring you guys at least decent sports coverage and sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Unless you're playing in a high stakes illegal poker game because the Cowboys defense is on.
No, there's nothing better than teaching a girl who has nothing about football.
I mean, you're a better man than I.
You sound like Andy Reid because everything you say is right. Like, she's not, what is she going to be like? Ah, no, they're actually buzzing down. They're in match zone right here. They're not going to say that. You have no idea what's going on.
Now, you're a better man than me. I prefer to be left alone.
Now, this was, game is over. It's not like I'm doing this mid-game.
No, I mean, I get that. I'm just saying I don't want anybody there. Yeah. Ideally. Just
ever? Right?
No. Typically not, no.
Well. What are you going to do when you get older, Fred?
What do you mean, what am I going to do?
You don't want anyone at your house ever?
I mean, at some point, sure.
Well, that's why I just said ever.
Well, I thought you meant, how do I like to watch? Like, am I always going to watch games like that?
No, I'm not talking about watching games. I said I don't do it watching games. This is post. I was just explaining football to someone.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've been, so I'd have to have somebody live with me, is what you're saying?
Yes, this girl lives with me, Fred. That's the only way I could teach her football.
Oh, you're talking about, do I want to have just some random broad come by after the game?
Shouldn't have to be random.
I mean, whatever. Okay,
be random.
Okay.
Maybe it could be a good friend that you're just being a good guy friend to, and teaching her football one-on-one at your house late at night.
Yeah, because we all know I got plenty of good girlfriends. Great stuff as always from Dylon, Trevor the Creator, and then, of course, any parting shots? You got 5 seconds.
Love you guys.
That's all you need to know. Good night. God bless. Tolo's Fatties. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.